hoping to keep the trains running. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Congress is moving fast on legislation that would prevent railroad unions from striking next month.
The House plans to vote tomorrow on legislation forcing a labor agreement between rail companies and employee unions, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says.
Weighing the equities, we must avoid a strike. Jobs will be lost. Even union jobs will be lost.
President Biden urged Congress to intervene after weeks of talks to resolve outstanding issues over sick leave and other benefits appeared to deadlock. The administration helped broker a tentative deal earlier this year, but the membership of 4 unions out of 12 have not ratified that agreement and could authorize a strike as soon as next week. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
25 million people in the path of severe weather in the South. That's been spawning tornadoes in Mississippi and Louisiana.
We're asking people, stay at home, stay off the roadways, as this creates a hazard not only for them as there's debris and things in the roadway, but also for us and the crews that are working.
Choctaw County, Mississippi Sergeant Dylan Cates, there are no reports of injuries from the storm. After 3 days of deliberations, a jury in Washington, D.C. has found Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and co-defendant Kelly Meggs guilty of seditious conspiracy charges related to the January 6th Capitol riot. 3 others were acquitted of those charges, but all 5 were found guilty of obstruction of an official proceeding. The seditious conspiracy charge carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. Missouri inmate convicted of killing a St. Louis area police officer he blamed for the death of his younger brother in 2005 has been executed. Kevin Johnson was put to death by lethal injection. Johnson's lawyers contended he was sentenced to death in part because he was black. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
News.
Nuclear arms control talks with Russia are postponed.
There were supposed to be talks in Cairo, Egypt this week, but Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says they've decided to postpone, accusing the Biden administration of ignoring and going against Russian priorities. He says the delivery of American weapons to Ukraine and its fight against Russia is also a factor. The State Department in a statement says the United States is ready to reschedule the nuclear arms talks and resume weapons inspections at the earliest possible date. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A Walmart employee who survived the mass shooting at a store in Virginia has filed a $50 million lawsuit against the company. Danya Prillo claims in her lawsuit Walmart continued to employ the shooter who had known propensities for violence, threats, and strange behavior. Her suit claims that she has experienced post-traumatic stress disorder from witnessing the rampage in the store's break room. Police say that store supervisor Andre Bing fatally shot 6 employees and wounded several others. He died at the scene from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Hurricane Ian made landfall in Florida in late September, and since then, the National Flood Insurance Program has paid out nearly $800 million to victims of the hurricane.
The program received well over 44,000 flood claims after the Category 4 hurricane destroyed nearly everything in its path along Florida's southwest coast and left behind significant damage in other areas of the Sunshine State. So far, more than $700 million has been paid out, according to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Residential property insurance policies cover wind damage, but not flood damage. And if you have a mortgage in a designated flood zone, you must have that type of insurance, which is typically purchased through the federal program. But most Floridians don't have flood insurance. A state-backed Citizens Property Insurance Corporation added more than 3,500 policies last week, as homeowners continue to turn to it for coverage.
Fox's CJ Papa. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.